Assassin by Tom Kane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Lara de Cheyenne was as pretty as a pixie, as fresh and full of life as a wild flower meadow on a sunny spring day. At the age of 18, she was loving, dutiful and unsullied, her parents' pride and joy. Then she left her hometown of Armavir in western Armenia and caught a bus to the capital, Yerevan, to meet a man her aunt had said could get her a good job in the West. When her supposed benefactor took her papers and her meagre savings and then shut her in a cellar beneath a suburban bar, Lara learned the hard way that some people will sell their own family to buy a new TV. The naive, innocent girl that she had been till then did not exist any more. She had been ripped apart by the process of repeated sexual assault, punishment, and intimidation that people traffickers call breaking in. Its purpose is very straightforward: to accustom young women to the inevitability of rape and the absolute necessity for their own self-preservation of acting as though they enjoy it. Lara had cowered in terror as another girl, brave enough to resist, was beaten to death before her eyes as a warning to the other unwitting slaves with whom she had been imprisoned. Her old self had been left behind forever as a new Lara obeyed her tormentors and stepped aboard the plane that would take her, via Munich, to Dubai. She had no idea where Dubai was, no more understanding of her final destination than a sheep has of the slaughterhouse. And just like an animal, she was traded along the way. The deal was...